For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Hope you're doing great this Thursday morning. Hope you're looking into this word trials a little deeper and now not running from the trial, but you're realizing, you know what, like Hebrews admonishes us in Hebrews 6:1, I'm going to go on to maturity. I'm going to do what James 1 verse 2 says. I'm going to count this trial, this testing that I'm going through, as a joy, because I know now that if I handle it God's way, that something is being produced in me, and it's something called endurance, and I need endurance. I need to learn patience. I need to let it have its perfect work in me so that I won't run anymore. I won't flee in terror. I will be able to face that thing. Boy, am I speaking to someone. I will be able to face that thing head on in God's strength, in God's dunamis power. And I will know, together with God, I can face that thing and it'll have to go. I'm going to submit to God. I'm going to resist the devil, and I'm going to face that Goliath in God's strength. No more running for me. Wow. Wow. You see what just happened there? That was the Holy Spirit power rising within me to exhort you to face the trial or test, quit running from it, cry out to God for His strength to do it, and you will then face it, grow from it, change as a result of it, and only get stronger. Staying power. This is important. Staying. S-T-A-Y-I-N-G. Power. That's a divine release to you when you are facing the testings God's way. Here it is in the Greek. Hupo, meaning underneath, and meno, M-E-N-O, meaning to abide. It means you're staying in one spot. Endurance. You have need of this endurance, James said. You're staying underneath it, staying in one spot and not running from it. And now God's staying power is coming on the scene, and it's working on your behalf. Interestingly enough, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, that word testing in that verse 3 of James 1, means the proving or the experience of that test. And that word testing right there in that verse means to be tested by fire. In other words, it's one of the hardest tests. Like, this sucker is hard. This is fire to you. And it literally means DOC-I-MAZO, 3 degrees of fire. So have you ever heard someone say, don't give me the third degree? That's where they get that phrase, because it's the highest form of testing, man. It's like a third degree heat, you know. And so James is saying, you know what? Don't hate the trial. Because the testing, oh yes, even the third degree heat, is producing in you staying power, endurance, patience, to not run away, but to face it and come out on the other side victorious. More tomorrow on A Future Note with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.